Namaste. My name is Rui Simmerer. I'm International Meditation Master. So today I want to speak marriage or man in slavery. So I like to provoke you to make the relationships better. When we see the last survive from the USA, that 86% of all purchase decisions are made from women, then there must be something wrong. For the salespersons, it's important. Convince the wife, not the husband. Husband doesn't have to say anything. And this is so true. Yes, that is true. So, what is the sex? The unmarried men have more sex than the married men. What is with the diamond ring? 90% of all diamonds are bought to get sex. Okay, we go deeper. What is the separation? The separation is it in the USA and in Europe and in the first country was it so that husband have to pay for the kids and the spouse after the separation. And the judge don't cares who had cheated. Husband have to pay always. Think it over, man. In China was it so, and I think still it is in Singapore the same, that it was stupid to show affection and love to the loved ones because the risk was that the loved one get exploited from the guy who loves less. And this nobody can deny. It's just so simple. Who loves more, get overboard, exploited. So love is always a struggle between both sex. And it should be also so. And men are always the losers. I will show you it on the next example. In old China, thousand years ago, the Chinese women had been the most suppressed women in the world. Even so, it was so the China king decided to give away one of his favorite horse to a husband who had the power at home. Think this over. It's a contradiction. And I've heard this also from Arabian countries and so on. The same thing. I've heard it from India, all the same. The wife has the power, not the husband. Okay. And then they were looking like crazy everywhere and could not find a husband. And then they saw a very strong man and they saw, and with a deep voice, this guy has the power. Okay, they said, okay, which horse you want? The white or the black one? The husband turned around and asked, which horse we should take, the white or the black one? Okay, now comes the next thing. That's very important. The nature wants strong children. And so in the genes of every female is to get a strong husband or man to get strong children. So strong men are very attractive, sexually attracted for women. And if they deny it, they cannot make anything, because the nature wants strong children. Understand this. And wimps, cowards, weaklings are disgusting for women. Okay. When a man shows weakness in a relationship with a woman, women lose their respect of their spouse. And this is not so attractive anymore, or very less. They have done a survey in Germany that 25% of the children in a marriage were procreated outside of the marriage. And what I said before, unmarried men have more sex than married men. Things is over. And now comes the next thing. When the wife are losing the respect because of the coward and wimps they have married, what's that? Women are marrying mainly men who they can overpower, and they don't choose a man who they love at most, because they want to exploit the man. And that is mainly true for all. And then, how can a woman be satisfied or happy in a relationship if she is marrying a weakling, a coward, or a wimp? It's not possible. Again, statistics tells this one, they've done at my university even, where I studied in Bremen, a survive, and after 5 years, 90% of the wives are unsatisfied with the husband, and 70% are only together because it's better than to be alone. There must be something wrong. There must be damn something wrong with these husbands, that there are wimps, cowards. It is so. You cannot say, I'm a victim of my wife. No. You have chosen to be a victim of your wife. You have chosen to keep your mouth closed. You have chosen to be weak. You can choose to be strong every minute. Or you can choose to be, I cannot. And this is totally sexually unattractive. Okay. Okay. What is with me? Okay. I never have married. Okay, fine. I don't let me overpower in a relationship. And even I didn't know it, but I denied it, but I'm attractive for women. So, and the other thing is, I never will marry. And don't want to be in this so-called partnership. Because I like to be a bad man. Because I don't want to be not a husband or no man at all. Okay. Regardless of what society or women are thinking, the opposite is true. Okay, thank you very much that you have seen this video, and bye.